Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parsha Sav. Purim, obviously, because it's Purim, then Shusha Purim, this Shabbos is filled with Purim. I learned it should be in Zchus, Refuah Shalema, Bar Tzvi Bar Rivka Batya, B'Sor Shechal Yisrael. First idea comes to us from Rav Hirsch, Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet. U'pasha Res Begadov, L'vash Begadim Achir, V'hotzi Yisadesh L'michos Amachina Makom Tohar. All right, the Kohen Gadol has to take off his garments, and he's to put on other garments, he's to remove the ashes every single day. Rav Hirsch tells us, there's got to be a pshat for us in our own Avodas Hashem. He said, every day, says Rav Hirsch, our job is to be like the Kohen Gadol. What happens? Every day he started with this Avodah, the taking out of the ashes. Every new day calls us to our mission with new devotion and new self-sacrifice. The thought of what has already been accomplished can be the death of that which is still to be accomplished. Woe unto him who's someone who gets self-complacent. To carry out the forth the ashes out of the camp, meaning every single day you're proud of what you did yesterday, but every day is another new opportunity with freshness, with eschatus, with fire. And I think that's exactly the, if you look in the next pasuk, a few pasukim later, the pasuk says, "Eish tomid tukat amazvech lo sichba," has to be a constant fire, and then it won't go out. So the Maggid of Mezrich, he says, "Lo sichba." How does it lo sichba? How it won't go out when it's constantly eish tomid, when you have the constant fire. You have the constant energy and passion. And it says, tells us Vas Emes. That's what Amalek tries to take out of us. He tries to take the H out of Yisrael. Right? Yisrael, Gematria 541, says the Vas Emes. You take the H out of Yisrael, 301, you're left with 240, you're left with Amalek. Our job, says Rav Hirsch, is to every single day to be like the Kohen Gadol, to get rid of those, to be proud of what we did yesterday, but to have the same Ischachas to start over, H Tamid, and then it will end those Sichba. Beautiful ideas from Rav Hirsch, the Magen. And this Vas Emes. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Divrei Yisrael of Moshe, the Moshe Tzerebi. Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud. Pasuk says, Lo Hosef, HaChomets Chalkam Nasati Yosem Yishe Kodesh Kodeshmi Kachadas V'Chaashem. There should not be any chomets in this type of, in this carbon. And says Rashi, in Gemar Menachas Nunhei, Af HaShirayim Asurim B'Chomets. Even the leftovers cannot become chomets. And says the Divrei Yisrael of Moshe, what's the Lashon here? Af HaShirayim. Even the leftovers can't be chametz. He says, we know chametz, Chazal tells, refers to geis. It refers to arrogance. He says, shirayim, the leftovers, meaning the leftovers, the matzah, that has to be with anava. But make sure that your anava is also not with gaiva. The shirayim, make sure your leftovers, or your leftovers of your chametz, make sure that also doesn't become arrogant. Make sure whatever you're doing it fully lishma. Even the leftovers, you want to be anav, make sure you're being an anav while being an anav. And we see this actually the opposite by Haman. Haman the Megillah, we know, Parag Alf Pasuk Yutes, he suggests to Achashverosh that not only he should kill Vashi, but he should have a new wife. What's the new queen? What's the Chiddush? Of course he's going to kill Vashi, get a new queen. So there's two answers. The Ashach says is because that he actually had an eligible daughter. His lolishmanis was mamish lolishma. He said to kill Vashi in order so his own eligible daughter could take over the queenship, and then obviously he would gain power as well. The Maharal says something beautiful. In his Perush on the Megillah, I believe it's Or Chodesh, he tells us that what would happen the next week after killing Vashti? Achashverosh would be lonely. And who would he blame it on? He would blame it on that advisor who told him to kill his wife. And who was that? That would be Haman. So Haman was so filled with gaiva that every little step of the way, he was filled with arrogance. He was quelling with arrogance. And he said, that's why I thought that was a nice idea. The Divrei Yisrael Madrash says that even when Afshiram Asur Mechametz Rashi says to be an anav, even while being an anav, and we see the opposite is true, obviously, by Haman, that he was arrogant even while being arrogant. Every little shmek, every little thing that he did was spilling with gaiva, spilling with arrogance, a tremendous level, tremendous lesson in what true anava, true humility is. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from Rav Moshe and Darish Moshe. Perek Vav Pasuk Tezvav. Koin Mashiach Takhtam Yibanav Yesa Osech Chokolam LaHashem Kalil Takhtar. The coin from the son of the Kohen Gadol, who will be anointed in his place, shall continue to do like the avoda of the bringing the ketores like his father. And Rav Moshe says, Chazal tell us the Kohen Gadol. What does he first bring? He brings a minchas chavitin. He brings his meal offering in a flat pan. And you want to know what he does for the rest of his tenure, for the rest of his time being Kohen Gadol? Every single day he brings his minchas chavitin. And Rav Moshe says, what's the point? He brings the minchas chavitin on the first day. Why does he have to bring it every single day? And says Rav Moshe, a tremendous lesson in Hakar Satov. Yesh l'mod al kol adver bracha. We have to understand everything, every blessing that we have in our life, to never take anything for granted, to realize, to think, and to understand, and to think about it, and to thank the Rabbanu Shem for every little thing that we have. Why does the Kohen Gadol bring it the first day, and then he brings it every day of his life? To remind himself what a schus it is that he gets the, yeah, he gets to be the Kohen Gadol. And for us, every single time when we think of the good, don't just say thank you and move on. No. You're thinking about your family, you're thinking about your parnasa every single day. It's mamish with the same akar satov. You're zocha to have good things in your life. Make sure to think about it. And I thought that reminded me of an idea from Rabbi Yudin. Rabbi Yudin quoted the Sefer Talmud B'Yoda. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu never davened to Hashem? He should get rid of his lisp. Right? He davened for Miriam. That Miriam should get better from her tzaras. Why did he ever daven for his lisp? How do we know the whole story with Paro? And Paro said, "Oh, the astrologer said this kid." And instead of going for the coals, he was going for the crown. And the mouth came and pushes his hand away. That's how he gets the list. Says the Sefer Talmud, "Why didn't he get Moshe ever down for himself?" Says the Sefer Talmud, "Because the Kar Satov Moshe always wanted to have eternal gratitude to Hashem for saving his life. He wanted to have eternal gratitude. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu saved his life. Because at the end of the day, keep on saying end of the day, Hashem saved Moshe Rabbeinu's life." And he wanted to make sure that every single morning he woke up with that lisp and he remembered it. And this is the whole essence of the Megillah in Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf. Mordechai wrote it all down. And the Sefer, the Megillah Sesarim says, why do you have to write it down for all generations to know? Because all generations should know, and they should know every detail of what the Ribbono Shel Olam did for us in Shusha. You should know every little detail. That's why Mordechai wrote it all down. That's what our true Akar Satov is, to recognize your bracha, says Rav Moshe, to save a Tamudo, to be eternally grateful. And that's what Mordechai ultimately did in the end of the Purim story. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Tifer Shlomo of Radomsk, the last pasuk in Sheni. Any meal offering that is mixed with oil or that is dry, it should belong to all of Aaron's sons, every man alike, everyone, B'nei Achiv, everyone should be the same. It says the Tifer Shlomo, when a Jew feels like they're yovish or they're charev, I mean they're destroyed, they're dry. What do we have to do? Ish ka'achiv. You have to treat him like a brother. To treat him like he's one of us. To treat him like he's part of Klai Yisrael. Doesn't matter if he's always perfect this or that. He's your brother. Conservative reform, woman of the wall, whatever it is, you love him. Hitler didn't decide to kill Jews who weren't from. Jew's a Jew, and we can learn from that very much. Reminded me of a vort from the Yosef Lechach and the Alshach. You know, the Mishnah tells us the Perkei Avos and Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. 48 ways to be Kona the Torah. The last way to be Kona the Torah is Had Omer Dava B'Shem Omer, maybe Gulu L'Olam. And you say something in someone's name that brings redemption to the world. And says the Yosef Lechach and the Alshach. Why is that? You say something in someone's name, you quote Rabbi Leibowitz, you quote Rav Shechter, and that has to bring Gulu to the world. And the Mishnah says that, Esther told Achashash in the name of Mordechai, what happened with Big Seven Tarsh? How does that bring Achdus? How does that bring Geula? And what happens? So he says, you have to go back to the story. Esther won and Mordechai got the credit. Mordechai won Esther. Each one of them won one of the other ones to get the credit. And when Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that Avas Yisrael, he sees the care for each other, that brings Geula. And that's Ish Ka'achiv. That's caring about one unit. Remember that we're one family. Beautiful idea. Tefer Shlomo of Radomsk and the Yosef Lekach and the Asher HaKodesh. Moving on to our fifth and final idea. Fifth and final idea comes to us from Rav Pinchas Midnovitz, the Tzifzei Tzadikim. The pasuk says in Perek Zayin Lamed Zayin, Zois HaTorah La'ola LaMincha LaChatos U'Ashav LaMluim LoZerach Hashem. This is the law of all the offering, the meal offering, the sin offering, the Karban Chatos, all the different Karban Chatos. It says the Rebbe of Pinchas Midnovitz. You want to know Zois HaTorah La'ola LaMincha LaChatos U'Ashav LaMluim. You want to know what Torah is all about. When a person has the schus of Torah on his heart, on his side, Kadosh Baruch Hu will grant him with everything in the world. The Amalum Eloshon of Malay. A person understands what it means to be in this world. What it means to be in this world is to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, connect to the light of the Torah. Then he's zochah to have the Malum. Zos HaTorah. You have the oil of the Ola Mincha. You're growing. You're going to have all the essence. You're going to have everything. You're going to have everything in the world. And that's what the Sfas Emes says. You know, the pasuk says, La Yehudim Ha'is Or of Simcha V'Sasa V'Yikar. And the Gemara Megillah tells us, La Yehudim Haisa Ora Ora Zu Torah. They had light, they had Torah. It says the Sasemis, why didn't it just say those mitzvahs? The Jews had Torah, the Jews had Mila, the Jews had Yontif, the Jews had Yontif, Mila, and Tefillin. Why does it have to say this in this drasha way? Because when it came to the end of it, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Klai Yisrael were Mekalba the Torah Ba'ava. Matan Torah, we was out of fear, but now in the times of Shushan, we accept the Torah out of love. You saw how much the Bonishim loved us, we re-accepted the Torah's love. And that was the ultimate gula. The ultimate gula is when we opened the sefer, we felt the light. And we put on tefillin, we felt the glory. That's what the essence of the mitzvah, of the redemption of the gula of promos. We felt the light. And that's the vort of Rav Pinchas Midvonitz and Misfas Semis over here. Let's just review these five ideas. So if we said from Rav Hirsch, the Avoda of every single day to remember, right, the Kohen Gadol would clean up all the ashes for every single one of us to have the new devotion and self-sacrifice every day of our lives. The Sasemis tells, right, the Magid, it says, Eish Tamid Lo Sichba. How do you know Mary going to tell me Lo Sichba? If it's constant Eish Tamid, it's constant fire. It says, Sasemis, Yisrael, Eish out of Yisrael, 301, 541 minus 301, you left with a Malik. Moving on, idea number two. Divrei Yisrael, Majetzin, Vav Yud. Rashi says that, Af Hishram Asur Mechametz, even the leftovers couldn't be Bechametz. And Divrei Yisrael, Majetzin, says a little homiletically, fancy word, he says that even your Anova has to be with Anova. To make sure that even the leftovers, even the fact that you're being an Anova has to be done with Anova. And I felt that connected to Bilashman, everything that you do. Haman was an outright bad guy, inside and outside. And Alf Yotas and Gilas Esther, Haman suggested a new queen. And the Alshach and Maral have a machlokas. Why did he suggest that? Alshach says because he had an eligible daughter. And the Maral says, no, he wanted to make sure Akshres didn't feel lonely and then take it out on him. He was guy with full and through. We have to learn from Haman to be the opposite. We went on to idea number three. Rav Moshe says the Kohen Gadol in Vav Tezvav, he would bring this Minchas Chavitin on his day of inauguration. But every day of his life, he would also bring the Minchas Chavitin. Why? Because it would remind him of the schus of being the Kohen Gadol, and each one of us to remember the brachas that we have, to remember to be eternally grateful to the Rebbeinu for everything that we have. And that's why the Sefer Talmud B'Yodah says that Moshe Rabbeinu never davened that his lips should go away, because he always wanted to be forever grateful, eternally grateful to the Rebbeinu for saving him by Paro. And that's the essence of the end of Megillah, why Mordechai writes everything down, because he wanted to make sure everyone would always remember all the needs of Kadosh Baruch. Finally, the fourth idea of Tifer Shalom of Radomsk, and even the Chote, even the Chariv Jew, the Yavesh Jew, in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud, they're Ish Ka'achiv, they're all like one brother, like one family. And the Alshach says, in the Yosef Lechach, Esther and Mordechai, each one of the other one gets the credit by Big Son of Zeresh. Matt, Homer Dava B'Shem Avro, maybe Google all them. Rabbanu Shalom sees the Ish Ka'achiv, he sees the love. He wants to bring the redemption, he wants to bring the Gula. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Pinchas of Dvanitz, right? Zosha Torah, La'olva L'mincha V'chatz, La'ashav La'milum. When a person has Torah on his side, you're zochet to have all the milum in the world. You're zochet to have everything. And that was the essence of the miracle of Purim. Not only were we saved, but we were mekabel Torah ba'ava sitzas hasemes lahuda ma'isaora. We mamish felt the or in Torah, and we mamish felt the simcha of Yontif and the sason of Milo. And we felt the glory of Tefillin, the yikar of Tefillin. That was the ultimate gula. We should be zochet be'ez Hashem to always have the freshness every day, to have the fire every day, to have to be true and true everything, and especially in our humility, in our midos. To make sure that to be thankful to the Baruch Shem and recognize our brachos, have the koach of achdus lech nosus kol yehudim, always caring for every single person, every single Jew, and to remember at the end of the day that the Torah, that we re-accept the Torah once again, Be'ez Hashem, ba'alva, come this Purim, Be'ez Hashem, shkoch, and have a freilich in Purim.